the Love You, Miss You, Bye podcast. Let's inspire each other. Hi, and welcome to Love You, Miss You, Bye. I'm Chrissy Chanel, and I just got done doing an interview. I was an absolute hot mess. I mean, I was just a complete hot mess. And I was like, the sound is bad. There was a delay. I was awkward. I was uncomfortable. It was all of that. And I had to walk away. I had to just kind of decompress. But the whole time I was decompressing, I was telling myself, I am never doing that again. Like, ever. You know, like the Taylor Swift song, never, ever, ever. It was scary. And it was uncomfortable. There are parts of it I was inside my head. Like, I didn't enjoy it because I was just a mess. I was just a freaking mess. And then I was able to kind of decompress. Of course, I'm texting Lori and I'm like, Lori, she's like, how'd it go? I'm like, oh, you know, awful, terrible. I suck. So she's like, I'm so sorry, you know? And I'm like, I just don't know if the sound's going to be any good and da 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 da. Then I go, I find that it's uploaded, the sound quality's perfect, the video is quality, and maybe I overreacted. I don't know. I haven't watched the whole interview, but I feel like there's a good portion of the interview that I feel good about. I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to do a lot of editing, but I also wanted to make sure that I could throw out an episode for you guys for Monday. A lot has happened in the last week for me. A lot. We've got work heating up, my corporate job heating up, and it just feels like there's a lot of stress in that area. So come home and I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything because I'm so stressed out from work. And then I have to tell myself, listen, the stress that I have during work hours, I'm building somebody else's dream. So when I come home at night, I need to take my little break and then I need to start building my own. Period. I've had a lot of self-talks this week because it has just been a lot. And I don't know if you guys listen to horoscopes or the eclipse thing that's about to happen on April 8th, but Libra is in its own element right now. I think Cancer and Aries are also going through it. So it kind of aligns with how I've been feeling, if you want me to be honest. So I think there's something to this. I definitely think there's something to this. Plus, I've been hearing that, like, you need to have water for 3 days and you need, because the grid's going to go out and the cell phones aren't going to work for days. And there's National Guards in Oklahoma. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's just a lot. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. We are having a party at work. On that day, we'll go out and we'll watch the eclipse happen. And hopefully we don't all turn to stone and we can go in, have our cake and finish our day. Fingers crossed for that. But beyond that, I finally had my first breakthrough on YouTube. I have had a couple videos go viral on TikTok, but never YouTube. YouTube is a lot harder. You know, it's known for its full content. It's known for its videos. You have a lot of people that you have to compete with and you need to be able to put out quality video. So TikTok is faster. It's shorts. It's, you know, not as difficult to go viral on TikTok as it is to go viral on YouTube. I had a video that went viral on TikTok. And I took that video and I put it on YouTube this week. It is now almost at 13,000. For me, that is huge because that means people liked it and they're coming back to my page to watch the full-length videos that I do for this podcast, which is the goal. So I did pick up, I guess it was like 15 more followers on YouTube. So I would say this is a good week because you look for the progress. You look for signs that you're headed in the right direction. You know, it could feel like you're posting or recording an episode for the podcast into the abyss because you don't really hear anybody saying anything about it. You're just doing it because you love it, but there's really no feedback. Of course, I get feedback from the friends that listen and things like that, but not from the people that don't know you. I never hear anything. Until I do. You're never going to believe this. Okay. I got an email. See, I have another podcast, okay, Code Green Plant, which I've talked about in other episodes. Code Green Plant is me and Phoebe. We've been doing it since September 4th. I think that was our first video for Code Green Plant. I've been doing Love You, Miss You, Bye since January 1st. So there's a little difference there. So I've got a lot more episodes of Code Green Plant, the podcast, out there. I get an email 2 nights ago. I open up my Simply Vibin, which is the company email, and I see an email from McKinsey. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, it's one of these advertisements for, you know, let me help your website. Let's talk about your SEO. Let me look at all your errors. And if you pay me, I will fix them. It wasn't. It absolutely wasn't. This person took a good amount of time to send a full email. I'm talking like 4 paragraphs. Okay. 4. She starts out, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I love your voice. Love watching. I'm going to continue to watch. I would say though that Phoebe is better than you sometimes. She should host every other week. No big deal. Whatever. Cool. I agree. Phoebe's awesome and probably better than me sometimes. With that, she goes on to say, I didn't say this word right. I hummed this song wrong. I need to change it. And at the bottom, she's like, okay, hope you liked it. Bye-bye. I'm talking 4 paragraphs of dissecting. This wasn't just one video. If it was one video, I could see a troll. But it was several videos that she took the time to watch and comment on. That goes to the hate thing. It's like the more people that watch you, the more hate you get. And I'm really trying to be able to handle that. It's tough. It is tough. On one hand, you have people calling you old. You know, I have two birthmarks on my lip that are close together and people are like, oh, something on your lip. And I'm like, you know, it's hard because then you're like, oh my God, is that a big deal? Is this ugly? I don't know, but sometimes it can play with your head and it has been kind of playing with my head a little bit. Of course, I can block people. I have the power to block people. I haven't. I have the power to remove hate. I haven't. And I think the reason I haven't is because every time they comment, it boosts my video. It boosts the content. People actually start to fight in the comments where they're fighting each other. And I'm like, fight away, man. Fight away. Because again, that boosts my content and my page. Now, YouTube people seem to be a little bit nicer. As right now, and maybe that's because I'm smaller on YouTube than I am on TikTok, but I have this hate that's coming at me and it's like, I literally have to, you know, take a deep breath and go, okay, here we go. Anytime I see a notification, I think I'm getting better. It's just a lot of self-talk, but I'm getting beat up at home on my passion project. And then I get beat up at work. Sometimes you just need to remove yourself from everything. Because you still want to be sane at the end of all this. You know, that's ultimately the goal, is to be sane. And I say there's a lot of hate because, of course, to me, the hate is always going to stand out more than the love. And I wish that wasn't the case. I really wish that wasn't the case. But when you're a perfectionist like me, you tend to pay attention to those because you want to get better or look better or feel better or dress better. I don't know. I'm struggling with all of it. Like, what does it all mean? I don't know. It was nice. Dawn, my friend Dawn from elementary school that, you know, we still talk, sent me a message because I talked about Botox in my last podcast. And she's like, no, don't do it. You don't need that to get people to your podcast. And I listen, I believe her. I mean, she's always been very truthful to me. I believe her. And she says that there's chemicals and toxins, and these are the things that doctors don't tell you about that can cause cancer and all these other things. And is vanity that important? I will say I'm not completely done with the idea of getting Botox, but she did make me second guess it because I already don't like needles. So she made me stop in my tracks and go, well, maybe I don't need to do that. So thank you for doing that, Dawn. I appreciate that. I really do. I can't say I'm going to definitely not do it, but I have shelved the idea for right now. That I can promise you. I am not going to do it for a long time. I will definitely do my studying and all that with it. But yeah, no, I do get love too. I do get love too. And I need to acknowledge that. I'm trying to build a community. So I feel like I finally am for the first time on TikTok. And of course, it can be banned and it might be banned soon and that may all go away. But there's other platforms. There's also my website. There's places that people can go find me if TikTok does get banned. I'm starting to have people I really enjoy. I actually met somebody through my comments on one of my videos, and she was just the sweetest thing in my comments. And I was like, I'm going to go follow you. I like you. You seem like a cool person. And when I did, now we comment back and forth, and I follow her page. And I asked her, I said, do you want to be on my podcast? You have a story that I think needs to be shared. And she agreed. So now I'm going to bring her on. I think we're going to tape April 27th. And I'm very excited about having an opportunity because really the goal of this podcast for me is to talk to everyday people. I'm not really interested in talking to famous people or highly, you know, big stars. I have no desire. I want the real people. I want the real stories. So part of me is always kind of looking for those people in my social media. And I found one. Her name is Suzanne and she'll be on the show and we'll get to talk to her. I also have Samantha. We call her Sam, but I have Samantha coming on my show and she's got a hell of a story to tell as well. She's actually somebody that I see a lot. She's in my life and she's been on my podcast before, not Love You, Miss You, Bye, but on Code Green Plant. One you'll probably hear in May and the other one you'll hear in April. So lots of good stuff on the horizon. I feel so much better now that I've done with that interview. I do. I really, really do. And I compare it to having a baby. You know, you go through the pain of having a baby and you're like, you know what? I don't want it anymore. I'm never going to go through that again. And then as time passes, you're like, I think I want another baby. Well, that's probably what this will be. Like it was a lot for me to, I was stressed out. I was really, really stressed out. And so when I was done, I was like, I never want to go through that again. I never want to be in that situation ever again. Now that I'm talking to you, which is only an hour later, I think maybe I do. I think maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe not like somebody that has influence or someone that has a large following. We'll see. But anyway, I just wanted to jump on here and kind of just drop a quick one with you guys and let you know that so much is going on in the background. This last one that I did, which of course, my last episode, I filmed it, absolutely hated it, and did not even want to edit it. I hated it so much. I did not like it. So I went online, I edited it into a 15-minute podcast, and then I put it out. And that seems to be the most popular one right now on YouTube. And Lori was like, what is wrong with you? You are crazy. I'm like, I know. I don't make any sense at all. I was really, you know, just not feeling my hyper positive self when I filmed it. And I don't like doing that. That's, you know, but I guess I have to be real and authentic. And that's how I was feeling at the moment. Today, I'm feeling rejuvenated. I did something that was tough. I did something that was hard. I walked through something with a lot of self-talk. A lot of self-talk. I have this thing where I am in a bad situation or I have to do something that I really don't want to do. And I envision myself afterwards. I know this sounds crazy, but it's like, okay, so I have to go and do a work meeting in front of a lot of people that is just nerve-wracking and I really don't want to do it. And so I'll picture myself and be like, all right, we're good. We're good. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do this. And then by 2 o'clock, I don't have to stress anymore. It's over. Like the rest of my week, no more meetings. So I do this. I envision the time that I'll be done and what it's going to be like. So today I found myself starting to do that. I'm like, okay, so I'm filming at 2. So at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be done. I'm going to be done and I'm not going to be stressed anymore. And this is going to be off my chest. And then I stop myself. I'm like, no, this is different. This is different. We're not at work. We're not building somebody else's dream. We're home. We're in our passion dream. This is for us. I can't be wishing these moments away. This is what it's all about. Growing and getting uncomfortable. Do not put yourself after. Live in the moment. So I lived in the moment and it fucking sucked. I was so stressed out. I didn't say it worked. I just said I was stressed out. I lived in the moment. I think that's important to differentiate between building your own dream and being uncomfortable and building somebody else's dream and being uncomfortable. So with that, that's the catch up. That's our quick catch up for today. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening, especially today, to me ramble. I think I just have a lot of anxious energy that's being thrown around. I need to go have a bowl of stew. I brought Trevor with me to film today, so he's in there and he's probably ready to go home. But I wanted to make sure that I put something out there for you. Hit the like button if you're watching on YouTube, hit the plus button and follow so you get notified when the new podcast comes out every Monday on wherever podcast, wherever you're listening to me. All right. Love you, miss you, bye.
L-U-M-U-B podcast.
Love You, Miss You, Bye has been brought to you by Christy Chanel, LLC. But if you're looking for more information or want to follow us on social media, go check out ChristyChanel.com. All the podcasts are streamed there and the YouTube episodes are there. So why not? You can also listen where all podcasts are streamed. This includes Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And lastly, thank you to you. You, the one that's listening or watching. I appreciate you so much. Love you, miss you, bye.